Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network. Time for a look at our pre-opening markets here this morning. Complete check of all those markets coming up when we come back in a moment.
Midwest Farm Shows is the longest running sponsor of our daily Farm and Ranch email and operates the two best farm shows in Oklahoma. The Oklahoma City Farm Show just completed another successful run at State Fair Park, and preparations are underway for the upcoming Tulsa Farm Show, December 9th through 11th. For more information on the Tulsa Farm Show, call our show manager, 507-437-7969. Also, check our website, OklahomaFarmReport.com, for details about how you can sign up for our daily farm news email.
Well, cattle producers, I'm really pleased to tell you about the 37th Labor Day sale of Superior Livestock coming up the 8th and 9th of September. It'll be broadcast live on Dish Network Satellite 997 and on SuperiorClickToBid.com. Each day at 8 a.m. Central Time, 73,000 head will be offered. For details, go to SuperiorLivestock.com or call Superior Livestock at 800-422-2117. Superior Livestock.
Well, live cattle were finally able to bounce slightly after the selling phase. However, traders were not very aggressive considering the limited gains. Some cash trading did take place. We saw trade here in our part of the country, $120 to $122. That's steady to $2 higher. Unfortunately, it was not what was hoped. Trading in Kansas and Texas was $1 to $1.50 higher, and this was offset in Nebraska by a dollar lower than last week. Even though there had been bullish news on the cattle on feed report, cash did not really react, and futures have limited initial gains. Hogs were able to close higher in most contracts yesterday, with October leading the charge. Unfortunately, they were not able to hold the high prices of the day, but made a valiant attempt at a rebound. However, this may be tough to hold as there was no support from cash or cutouts. The National Direct Afternoon Report showed price down $3.42. Cutouts were down $2.47. Packers have increased slaughter to compensate for the holiday weekend, with slaughter numbers at 6,000 head yesterday. Trade in the wheat markets lower overnight as follow-through selling is posted at all three exchanges. For much of this week, wheat has felt like the best house in a bad neighborhood. That said, wheat hasn't been able to withstand the selling pressure completely, with Kansas City and Minneapolis making new lows for the move. It's also looking increasingly likely that Chicago futures have violated the neckline of its head and shoulders pattern, implying further downside. Trade was weaker overnight in corn futures as the downtrend continues. December corn will be working on its fourth straight lower close, which would be the longest losing streak since early July if confirmed. The selling pressure feels like fund liquidation, as there is simply no one there to take the other side, with end users pushed away from the table so far. Now, trade in the soy complex was mixed to weaker overnight, although most all of the contracts were well off the lows of the evening session. We're going to check the futures in just a moment.
Well, cattle producers, I'm really pleased to tell you about the 37th Labor Day sale of Superior Livestock coming up the 8th and 9th of September. It'll be broadcast live on Dish Network Satellite 997 and on SuperiorClickToBid.com. Each day at 8 a.m. Central Time, 73,000 head will be offered. For details, go to SuperiorLivestock.com or call Superior Livestock at 800-422-2117. Superior Livestock.
Live cattle futures: October live cattle up 67, 127.57. December up 12, 133.60. September feeder cattle down 7 cents yesterday, 162.92. October up 30 at 168.05. October hogs up $1.35 at 90.15. Kansas City wheat: September down 10 cents, 695 and a quarter. December down 8 cents at 704. Chicago wheat: December down 8 cents at 714 and a quarter. March down 9 and 3 quarters at 727 and a quarter. December corn's down 11 and a half, 522 and three quarters. March down 11 cents, 531 and three quarters. November soybeans down 14 and three quarters at 1277 and three quarters. January's down 13 and a quarter, 1287.
I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.